I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says North Korea is not imposing conditions on upcoming summits with him and U.S. President Donald Trump over banning nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. Martin Sechrist has more.
Moon met with South Korean media executives in Seoul Thursday to discuss the upcoming summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He told the executives the North Koreans have not attached any conditions to the talks that the U.S. cannot accept, including the withdrawal of American troops from South Korea. He also indicated that North Korea was open to discussing ending its nuclear program. Martin Sechrest, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump is responding to the notes of former FBI Director James Comey on the conversations they had together. Sagar Magani has more.
The documents obtained by the AP show a series of startlingly candid talks in which the president tells Comey he has serious concerns about then-National Security Advisor Mike Flynn's judgment, but also asks Comey to end an investigation into Flynn. This morning, he writes, Flynn's life has been totally destroyed. While shady James Comey can leak and lie and make lots of money from a third-rate book that should never have been written. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A roadside bomb blast in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province killed at least 5 civilians and wounded more than 10 others Friday. The victims were traveling from the Haska Mina district in the provincial capital of Jalalabad when their passenger vehicle struck a bomb. 4 children and 2 women were among those wounded. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Gaza's health ministry says 83 Palestinians have been injured in protests on the Gaza